Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on May 18th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, are you okay?
I'm a little verklempt this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have a little allergy issue. I'm a little snotty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's an allergy.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Or those damn chemtrails.
Oh, no.
Who knows? Who knows what they're spraying up in the air?
What's the government doing?
And what are they up to? What are they doing to me?
Yeah, it's the Russians. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it could be the Chinese. All right. The aliens. All right.
Well,
that guy on the grassy knoll. Okay.
Yeah. I just can't get into that, Jackie, the whole concept of the government experimenting on the people like that.
Yeah, I don't either, but...
There's no secrets. I mean, there are no secrets in the world.
I know. Everything's leaked. Everything is leaked. I don't know. It's just that I've never had an allergy in my life.
Yeah.
And just recently, in the last year and a half or so, whatever I have now has occurred.
Yeah.
And it's the strangest thing, and it's not just me.
Yeah.
It's not just me. I'm talking to people. They have the exact same symptoms as me. So
either
something is blooming that hasn't bloomed in many years that's affecting us, or the government is spraying us with chemicals, one or the other.
Speaking of government secrets, have you seen the trailer for Snowden?
No, I haven't.
There is a new movie, Snowden. It's just called Snowden, that's going to be released in September. Director.
Wait, let me guess.
What?
Oliver is doing it?
Of course.
Of course, yeah.
How'd you do that?
He does all of the conspiracy movies.
Yeah. Yeah, well, talk about a real-life government secret.
What's his name? Oliver Stone.
Oliver Stone.
Yes.
Oliver Stone. You nailed it. You nailed it.
It's right up – it's in his wheelhouse.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's why Jackie is South Bay by Jackie.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. the movie looks fantastic. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I think, is the title character, Snowden.
Oh, well, when is it coming out?
September.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's.
We have to get through the summer first.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. There's a lot to keep you busy before that happens. So.
Yeah. Big blockbuster season coming up for summer movies. Big blockbusters.
Actually, I was talking about stuff going on in the South Bay. And there's another big one coming up this weekend. So.
All right. I got to focus. The South Bay.
Yes. Jeff,
you know, there's many parts of the South Bay that we know and love. But there's one that doesn't get a lot of love, I think, and that's North Redondo. North Redondo needs some love, and we're going to talk about that today. And we have someone who knows a lot about that, don't we, Jackie?
Yes, we do.
All right. Who's our guest today?
Returning guest. We have a returning guest this morning, John Grand, president of the North Redondo Beach Business Association, which we refer to as NRBBA.
Yes.
The NRBBA's stated mission is to promote activities that enhance business in North Redondo Beach. For those of you that don't know, that's zip code 90278. They are local businesses discussing local issues. The NRBBA brings together business owners, managers, and city government representatives to share information and help North Redondo Beach's businesses grow. Now, John currently serves as the Budget and Finance Commissioner for the City of Redondo Beach and is the Treasurer of the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. He is a 17-year Redondo Beach resident, married to his lovely wife, Cynthia, and together they own a local business, Fish Window Cleaning. So this morning, John is going to fill us in on the upcoming Walkabout Redondo, which takes place this Saturday, May 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Welcome back to the program, John. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Well, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here today. This is it's great. It's nice to be back on the show.
It's been a while. You haven't been on the show in a couple of years, huh?
It's been a couple. You know, last time we spoke about my business, Fish Window Cleaning, and
right.
I think you were doing some interviews of some local entrepreneurs and business owners, and I was happy to be able to help out then.
Well, he's busy now between working with the city, working with the chamber, running his own business, being the president of the NRBBA.
Right.
Yeah, no wonder you haven't been on the show.
And you're currently serving on the Budget and Finance Commission of the City of Redondo Beach?
Yes, absolutely. You know, a couple of years back, I was looking on how to get more involved in the city of Redondo Beach. I love it here. I live up near Artesia Boulevard and all of that, and live in District 4. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for ways to get involved. The chamber was one way, since we have a business entity and we get information and business through the chamber as well as meeting other folks. But I wanted to do a little bit more. And to do more, started to talk to a couple of folks, the current city council folks and everyone, and they said, well, why don't you start on a budget and finance commission, or on a commission? And the budget and finance actually made the most sense to me. The reason is it's all about money. You know, we as a city have to bring in revenue, just like a business. We also have to have expenditures, pay for things like roads and marketing for the businesses. We have to look at pay for the police department, the fire department, et cetera, et cetera. And I just thought, you know, that's a perfect way to at least learn more about the city, do more for the city. And really what we do on the Budget and Finance Commission is we go through the budget. We review with the city treasurer, Stephen Deals. We go through his reports. We make sure that they are at least dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's on their investments and whatnot. And it's actually been very fascinating to be part of the whole process there.
Okay. All right. That's fantastic. It's civic involvement is something that everyone should really devote some portion of their time to, 20% of your time. That's a famous prescription for networking is just to be involved.
I would agree, and I think at the top of the show you said to leave a legacy as well. Well,
right.
If part of the legacy that I can leave in my tenure in living in Redondo Beach is to have a healthier economy, as well as making sure that we're balancing our budgets and doing all of that at any small level, I'm happy to do that. And I think that's a really good thing that Redondo Beach can do.
So, I kind of started with the joke, North Redondo doesn't get a lot of love. Can you kind of tell us what the boundaries are and then tell us about the purpose of the North Redondo Beach Business Association?
Sure. Sounds great. Well, I'm going to start backwards. You hit it there. It's the 90278 zip code. So Redondo Beach is split into two zip codes, 90277, which is essentially the south part of the Redondo, and 90278, which is the north part. The north is bounded by, it's a little bit south of 190th. Okay, there's a couple of areas down there that are 90278, and then it goes all the way up to where Northrop Grumman is. It's bounded by our Aviation Boulevard, as well as then it goes all the way up to the Galleria. So Hawthorne to Aviation, Northrop Grumman, down to probably four or five streets south south of 190th. That's the 90278 area code.
Mm-hmm.
So the NRBBA, founded in 1979, was built as an old boys school network to kind of get the business together. I'd heard stories of, sitting in a smoke-filled or a cigar-filled room and guys talking about business and doing certain things. But it's actually evolved into something really terrific. And I got involved with the NRBBA back in 2011. I was looking for ways to increase my business, but also I'm a resident of North Redondo Beach and I wanted to get involved. So
right.
I met this group, the North Redondo Beach Business Association, and what they had been doing for quite some time is they have a couple of things that they do. Their stated mission, really, as Jackie said at the top of the show, is to promote and enhance business in 90278. We kind of figure the folks in Riviera Village and at the pier and everything, they can handle themselves. But 90278 doesn't have a lot of advocates in the city or from a business standpoint. But don't know if you guys know this, I believe it's over 50%, in fact, I think it's toward 60% of all sales tax revenue is generated by North Redondo Beach. Now, North Redondo Beach does have the Galleria, have the marketplace over there where Sprouts is and all of that, but also up and down the Artesia corridor. And when you're kind of the economic sales tax engine for the city, it's time to really start to look at, hey, how do we enhance that? How do we bring in more revenue? And how do we do those kinds of things?
So you're on the Finance and Budget Committee, so you would know, I mean, the twin pillars, right, are the TOT and
Correct.
Sales tax. So North Redondo, 60% of the sales tax, but then, of course, when you come to transient occupancy tax, that would likely fall more towards the 90277, right?
Well, not necessarily. So we do have a number of hotels in both North and South Redondo.
Mm-hmm.
But just recently, the hotels up on Marina, on Marine, near the freeway, those hotels up there are starting to generate a ton of TOT that's actually new revenue for the city. In fact, it's been a very, very good deal for Redondo Beach to have those there.
Constantly. Would you know, John, is there an expansion of the hotel properties along the freeway there, because there is some construction going on, and for the life of me, my kids and I, we can't figure out what it is.
Sure. I do believe they're putting up another hotel over there.
Wow.
Again, I'm not completely certain of that, but I do believe, I think I did hear that there is another one going up.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's just terrific news for Redondo Beach, since they do generate tax. I mean, and so the TOT, or the transient occupancy tax,
right,
is on basically heads on beds.
Right.
That's really what you're looking at. And those hotels up there are constantly full. They have a very good room rate. And, again, it generates tax for the city.
Right.
Where are you guys talking about? I'm sorry. Where are these hotels?
Yeah,
they're right up on Inglewood Boulevard and the freeway.
Okay.
Okay, right up in there. They're called the Marine Properties, and how you enter them is you kind of have to go up near Northrop Grumman and kind of come back, and it's right off of Marine. There's an entrance there.
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Now, Jackie, do you remember when it was a water park there where the hotel is now?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
A miniature golf as well.
Miniature golf.
Oh, wait, I might remember.
Right.
I might remember the miniature golf.
Miniature golf and water park. Well, we actually had a chance to visit there with the kids a few times when the kids were small. And then, but the thing is, that property is very deep. The hotel that's there now has not used maybe half of what was the entire property. And maybe it's been subdivided. Is it a different business entity entirely, John, or is it a continuation of the Hilton properties?
That I don't know.
Okay. Okay, the Hilton Garden Inn is there, and very nice. That's a very nice facility.
Yeah, they also have meeting rooms. They have all sorts of things. So it's a terrific property, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. So that's exciting, and we're looking towards lots of new things that are happening, and including, I know we don't want to get into any controversy, but you know, Artesia, why is it named Artesia when it's in Redondo Beach?
Well, thank you very much for asking, Joe. So Artesia Boulevard was actually back in the 1960s, up until 1962, named Redondo Beach Boulevard. And it was one of the main thoroughfares through Redondo Beach. Obviously, it's a corridor to Hermosa Beach and Manhattan Beach. And back in 1962, California State actually approached Redondo Beach and said, hey, we'd like to take Redondo Beach Boulevard, and we will maintain it. We'll take it all, and we'll take care of it. You don't need to do that. And the city council, in an overnight meeting, just kind of said, yep, okay, sounds great. I think we got a whole bunch of money back then, and the state took over maintenance of Redondo Beach Boulevard. Well, they changed it to Artesia Boulevard. And Artesia Boulevard, if you kind of follow it all the way out, they wanted to actually put the 91 freeway all the way to the beach.
Right.
And that's why they had that route there.
Right.
So back in about, I think it was in like 74, 75, they realized that they just were not going to be able to make the 91 freeway come all the way through. So they stopped it at the 110, and they essentially neglected Artesia, then named Artesia Boulevard. So they neglected it. The state had some budget problems. They didn't really put in money. And back in, I think it was 1994, they began discussions with Redondo Beach to take back maintenance of the street. So it took about 10 years or so. So that in 2004, Redondo Beach eventually agreed to take back the road and start to keep up the maintenance and all of that. And with that, the city received, I believe it was around $6 million of, quote, back maintenance to take care of the street. That's when we got the curbs. That's when we got the islands out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a couple of repairs, and it started to grow. Well, that neglect and maintenance, it kind of let the whole place start to get run down. And as you were kind of alluding to, North Redondo doesn't get a lot of love, mostly because it's kind of sometimes seen as Lawndale adjacent, or it was kind of a little bit run down.
Hmm.
What you've seen over the last 10 to 15 years is a resurgence. It's starting to be much more vibrant, and it's all there, but it's still named Artesia Boulevard. And for all those folks that don't know, Artesia Boulevard, or Artesia, is a city way out at the very end of Los Angeles County. And what they did is they named it so that you knew that that street went all the way to Artesia. Well, it also goes all the way to Redondo Beach, too.
Right.
So, and we do have a Redondo Beach Boulevard up there. So one of the things that the NRBBA, since essentially 2004, has been advocating for is to rename Artesia Boulevard back to Redondo Beach Boulevard. And it's a program we're calling Restoring Redondo's Roots, and that's Roots, R-O-U-T-E-S, pun intended. And what we've been doing is talking with businesses and whatnot to see if we can, recommend to the city council to actually change the name back. Now, this does a couple of things. What we believe is that it gets people to actually change their view of this area.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Artesia. We're now a second or first major step in trying to be more associated with Redondo Beach as a whole. Okay, so Redondo Beach Boulevard really brings that power in. But also it starts to create a sense of place. And again, a nice vision would be having great restaurants, a nice place to do, but also to be able to brand the entire area the boulevard. And that's what we're looking at. So we're really trying to change hearts and minds of, hey, come on up to the boulevard, have dinner, walk around, and do all of those things. And that's what we've been doing for the last couple of years.
This is amazing. Okay, you said a lot there, John. We got to take this part one by one. Number one, No, seriously. Streetscapes.
Right.
I mean, so important. And by the way, I remember, because I moved down here in the mid-'80s, and I remember when Artesia Boulevard went through this beautification process, and I remember thinking, wow, this is great. You know, this I mean, just enhancing the streetscape, the landscaping, your what do you call it, your infrastructure, your hardscape, whatever, just makes such a difference. Because if you look at the, like, there are parts in the South Bay, if you look at those unincorporated areas of L.A. that are in the South Bay, it's like you're in another country.
Mm.
The upkeep just isn't there, you know, and it makes such a difference. And I remember in the 90s when that started happening, and it made such an impact on me. Joe, do you remember that?
Yeah, I do, and it is
the monument signs went in, those medians went in, the palm trees, as you said, John Curbs, and all that other stuff. It just makes a huge difference.
Yeah,
absolutely, and I would say there are so many wonderful businesses there, and where there's so much more that we can do, and a good solid first step is to kind of reclaim Redondo Beach Boulevard, okay, and that's what we're advocating for. And starting to even do more and focus more folks and resources on that area.
Right.
I like it.
Right.
Yeah. So what we did, you know, I'll just kind of wrap up the Restoring Redondo's Roots here. So the Restoring Redondo's Roots is a community effort. So we have been working with the Redondo Beach Historical Society, led by Pat Oust. He's a former councilman in District 3. And what we've been doing is we've been out talking to businesses, and we actually went and did a full survey on the we asked two questions of all the businesses up and down the boulevard, and anybody we can actually get to. We've met 108 businesses out on Artesia Boulevard, and basically we came up with 136 total surveys. And of those, we had 118 that said yes, they would be support a restoration of the name back. We had 8 no's, and we had 10 maybes. Okay, so pretty much a very large population of yeses. We also asked on a scale of 1 to 10, how enthusiastic are you about this? A scale of 1 being is a no, 10 being yes, and the average came out to be 8.4. So what we're looking at is it's something that the businesses along the boulevard like to do. The residents are very interested in this whole thing. And we also, like I said, it's a first step in changing the hearts and minds of, hey, we first change our own look, then we start to draw people to it.
Mm-hmm.
We're very happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
And just to show you how powerful a word can be, just having the term beach in your street address, will make a world of difference. I remember a while ago, it might have been 15, 20 years ago, but I remember reading about, I believe it was Bristol Farms, that said they wanted to open a store in every town that had beach or hill in the name.
Mm. That's right. Beach or hill.
Yeah.
Maybe we could rename it Redondo Beach Hill.
There you go. Then you get a couple of Bristol Farms in the street.
Redondo Beach Hill Boulevard.
That tells you how powerful the imagery is when a town has the name beach in it or hill in it.
Right.
You know, it sounds better than any place else.
Well, Jackie, what is 90278 minus 68?
You know, don't even go there with me on math.
90210. There you go. I have met people who have come to LA for a vacation. Guess where they want to go? 90210. That's what they want to do. They want to visit that zip code. So it's all about, you know, image.
Yeah. No, having the word beach in the street name is huge.
Right.
As you said, John, what'd you say? Place, a sense of place.
A sense of place. Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. Now, there's an event coming up. We're gonna take a station break, and then we're gonna talk about this great event that's coming up in the North Redondo area of Beach Hill area of of Redondo. And
the hills of Redondo Beach.
The hills are, that's great, Jackie. That's what a brilliant idea.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. The hill section of Redondo Beach. We're going to be talking with John Gran, and, you know, he's very involved with the city, the finance, budget and finance commissioner, and you can call in and you can ask questions. That's the great part. We'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And we will also like to thank a sponsor, as we do once in a while. Let's do that now.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
All right, we're back. And so we are going to have a walkabout in North Redondo. Isn't that right, John?
Oh, I'm so excited. Yes, we are. Absolutely.
Tell us about that. What is a walkabout?
Well, so we've been talking about the NRBBA, and we've been talking about our mission, which is to help enhance businesses in the 90278. Hmm. So we've tried a couple of different things and all, but we came upon 3 years ago, actually this is the third annual, so a couple of years ago, we decided to try something a little different. And really, what we're trying to do is get all the businesses more customers. In looking at that, how do you do that? Well, you bribe them with free food. That's what you do. Yes. So we came up, we are actually having a free barbecue, and what we do is the walkabout is a... we're asking participants to come and register. When they register, they get a passport and a map. And a passport has 120 businesses on it, and it has a map of all of the businesses up and down Artesia Boulevard, hopefully soon to be Redondo Beach Boulevard, but Artesia Boulevard. And it's a 2.8-mile circuit. So we're asking folks to come, register, and then go and walk up and down Artesia Boulevard. And for every 10 businesses that you get, for the first 10, you get a free lunch, basically we're having burgers and whatnot. And then for every 10 that you get into an opportunity drawing. We're not allowed to say raffle, but it's an opportunity drawing. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different things up to, and the grand prize is an iPad Air that is provided by the NRBBA. So we're actually advocating for folks to come down Saturday, May 21st, to the Community Services Building located at 1922 Artesia Boulevard. It's right next to the Redondo Beach Public Library, North Branch. And come on down. We're going to have music, food, fun. We have the Redondo Beach Jazz Band coming out to come play. We're going to have yoga in the morning. And then we have a nice big raffle. And it's a wonderful, wonderful day. And It's a good way to meet the businesses and get some exercise as well. The cool part is, when we were starting to look at this, it falls directly into the sweet spot for the Beach Cities Health District and Blue Zones project. So they have come on in as a co-sponsor. So they've actually come on in. Their whole idea is to walk and move naturally, get exercise, get out and do that. And what better way to do that than to be walking up in a beautiful day in North Redondo Beach, meeting a bunch of businesses, and then having a great day with outside in the beautiful sunshine. So it's a pretty cool place to be on a Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
And I imagine that Blue Zones probably has some restaurants over there, right? Don't they go? Doesn't Beach City Health District and Blue Zones Project, they go around to each of the local restaurants, and if they fit the bill, then they get that designation. So I would imagine that there's some in the area. They're all over. I think Redondo has a ton of them, don't they, Jill?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, in fact, I believe the number is they have over 125 Blue Zones certified restaurants, and that's a terrific thing to do, to be part of. But also what they're doing is they have a program where other regular businesses can become Blue Zones certified as well. And they are promoting that as well as a way to be healthier for your employees, help them make better choices in their thing, and also take the pledge live a healthier life. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it is. What they're doing is really terrific. And you have a number I know we haven't talked in a while, John, on the show, but since then there have been a number of new businesses that have opened up in that Artesia corridor. Do you want to give us a little heads up? I know Joe has a couple of favorites already.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think one of the biggest ones is Cake Buzz. They are terrific and a big supporter of the NRBBA, and they'll have a big presence at this one here. Cake Buzz is I don't have their address, but they are on Artesia Boulevard. Sorry about that, everybody. Mm-hmm. But they have cakes that are actually infused with liqueurs and whatnot. It's a terrific thing, something to take a look at.
It's absolutely amazing. It's Cake BuzzLA.com, CakeBuzzLA.com, 2701 Artesia Boulevard.
Terrific. Joe,
and you know this off the top of your head, Joe, yes?
Of course.
Okay.
Me and my Uncle Google.
Oh.
Another terrific participant this year is kind of one of the oldest businesses out there, which is Kurt True Value Hardware. They're located right on the corner of McKay and Artesia Boulevard. They are kind of right in the middle of the thing there. They've been around forever. Leland Hyatt is on the NRBBA board, but they're also just a terrific place for all of your hardware needs. And I think their slogan is, "You won't get hit by a forklift in this store." So
that's a good slogan.
Right.
You won't get hit by forklift. Oh God, that's funny.
He's always the owner is always going off about, you know, his store versus Home Depot, because that's their main competition, right? And there you go. You won't get hit by a forklift here.
Exactly.
Also, I have to say, yeah, let me just barge in right now and say, I love White Castle hamburgers. And they don't have them out here. Anybody from the Midwest knows what I'm talking about. Anybody from Chicago or Ohio or any place.
We have them on the East Coast too, Joe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm like New York. Okay.
Yeah.
But they don't have them out here. So the next best thing is Slider Stop in Redondo Beach. Talk about that. Slider Stop.
Oh, they're terrific. They are on the corner of McKay and Artesia Boulevard as well. And I'll tell you, my wife and I, we eat there at least every other week. don't tell the Blue Zones, but their Little Mac sliders are fantastic. It's a nice little place to go. It's where the Neighborhood Grinds coffee shop used to be.
Right.
And now it is just a wonderful place. They're a new participant this year. You can go out and sit on their glass balcony, and it's a fantastic place to go. I'm very happy they're on the boulevard.
Amazing. How about a gyro? Beef patty, smoked bacon, quail egg, and Mornay sauce.
Wait, this is This is at Slider Stop?
Yeah. What I'm talking about, Jackie, is the most the most innovative.
So this is a, you it's not White Castle at all.
No, they have what they call a classic, which is similar to, not the same, but similar to the White Castle cheeseburger, but they also have things like a chicken dinner, which is homemade fried chicken, bacon, maple gravy, and mashed potatoes.
Oh, you see, now you see, you got me all messed up because White Castle is basically fast food.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not fast food.
Well, it's still on a slider bun.
But that's not, just because it's on a bun doesn't mean it's fast food.
No, it doesn't.
Okay,
it's
all
actually
right. You
got to
stop that White Castle analogy. No. I was thinking something completely different.
Okay.
Right.
How about a veggie, which is a homemade, let's say, they don't buy these, they make them. Homemade black bean patty, pepper jack cheese, spinach, and roasted red pepper coulis.
John, he's obviously going there more than once a month.
Oh, yeah. It's
well,
good.
He's also making me very hungry at this
yeah.
early in the morning.
Yeah.
That's right.
So he's been talking about this place for, what, the last year?
Yeah. Since they opened. And it's really a unique concept. You know, if I were to think about concepts that I wanted to take around the country, if I were an entrepreneur and I was looking for a restaurant to franchise, I would take Slider Stop. You can kind of get some of the White Castle, you know, addicts out there, but there's so much more to them.
Not White Castle at all. Okay. All right. Thanks for straightening that out.
All right.
Well, we have a ton of just terrific businesses up on Artesia Boulevard. And
right.
Again, we have 120 that are going to be on the passport. And folks that want to register, again, registration opens at 9 a.m. Saturday, May 21st. You come on down to the City Community Services Building. Okay, we're in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sign up on the day of the event, or you can go to nrbba.org. And, you know, you find that, hit on the link, and we have an Eventbrite that would help out with the registration. We're expecting anywhere between about 400 and 500 people, so it should be pretty awesome. And that's a lot of burgers, by the way.
Yeah, and this doesn't cost anything. You just go,
no.
You register, you get your passport, you know, put on your walking shoes, get out there, and go from business to business to business.
It's technically free, but we're asking you to go visit at least 10 businesses before you come looking for some chow, as they say.
Yeah, right.
And just, you know, you're going to find something you like. I have to say, I have a good friend who doesn't even live in the South Bay. He's from, when I say he doesn't live in the South Bay, I don't mean he lives in Torrance or Gardena or something. He lives north of Playa Vista. He comes to Redondo Beach for a foot massage place, his favorite foot massage. It's right here, three blocks from my house. And he says those people there do the most incredible foot massage you'd ever want to have.
Well, that's good to know. John, is Aardvark partaking in this event this weekend?
They are. And in fact, the folks over there are very happy. They were actually not in it last year. They've heard such great buzz about Walkabout Redondo that they said, hey, we want in this year. And they're a new participant, even though they've been on the boulevard forever.
So. Yeah, you know, now I have to go in there. I have to go in there because I need to buy a cape. I'm going to be emceeing the superhero showcase at Art Flying Aerial next month, so I have to come up with a superhero persona, so I need some sort of a cape, and that's where I go to get all of my costume needs. It's a great store. But, if they're participating, I'll have to go in and buy myself a cape. I just have to come up with the persona, the superhero.
Well, here's about Walkabout Redondo. So, you know, the NRBBA, we're trying to work with the local business community to enhance business in 9278. That's our stated mission.
Right.
Here's the coolest thing that I've heard over the last 2 years that we've done it, and I'm sure I'm going to hear it about 100 times this week. The number one comment we get from all of the participants is, I didn't even know that store existed, and now I'm a customer. And
right.
is that a beautiful thing? That's exactly what we're trying to do.
Right.
It is free. Okay, we are saying we want you to get out, meet the businesses. You're walking, so you're part of the Blue Zones effort and all of that, and it's really just a terrific combination of both getting some exercise but meeting some really good folks in the business community. There's some great businesses down on Artesia Boulevard, and we want everybody to come on over.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's a good point, John, because I would say 9.5 times out of 10, we're driving that Artesia. We're not walking it. We're driving it, and we're going from point A to point B. Like maybe you have to go over to the Galleria, and you're just flying by all of these great businesses.
Right.
Exactly.
So this is the time to get out and walk it.
This is the time, and I'll tell you, you see so much more. You meet so many more people, and it's just the really good people that are up doing business every day up there. Like, Joe, you were mentioning some of the newer folks. We also mm-hmm. have folks that have been there for a super long time, like Aardvark and True Value Hardware, Independent Repair down near Inglewood, et cetera, et cetera. These are all business folks. They're all, you know, there are local neighbors as well, and mm-hmm. we need to support them. And this is a great way to do so. Again, it's free. Come on out, have a nice burger, and we do have veggie burgers, hot dogs, and we have fruit. So we're doing all of that. Come out, listen to some good music, and then also get in the raffle and see if you can win an iPad Air.
How about John? How about Guitar Center? Are they going to be involved?
You know, the Guitar Center, unfortunately, is not. We do go in there and ask them. They're technically in Lawndale, which is totally cool. They're our neighbor, and in fact, we do have a couple of Lawndale businesses on our route.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they're not participating this year.
I see. Okay.
You do bring
That's probably not an independently owned thing, you know. It's
Maybe.
Probably some corporate thing that has no idea what's going on.
Right.
But, no, the walking, that's, as you said, John, it's the way to get into the nooks and crannies.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of nooks and crannies on Artesia Boulevard, and that's the best way to get into them.
So we have two little things, two extra little things going on with the passport, and I'll just share them real briefly. So first, it's a 2.8-mile circuit. So if you walk from essentially the library all the way down to the very end of our route, which is right by the Galleria on Kingsdale, all the way back up to Aviation Boulevard and then back around, it's 2.8 miles, okay? And we're trying to figure out how many steps that is, but with that.
put your Fitbit on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're going to have Fitbits of glory there. It's funny you mentioned Fitbit because we have a called the Around the Circuit work, and there are 10 designated businesses on the passport. And if you touch all 10 of those, get a stamp from each one of those, you get put into a special drawing for a Fitbit.
Uh-huh.
So it's intended to see if we can get everybody to walk the entire route, which is 2.8 miles, and you're going to go all the way from Aviation all the way down to the Galleria and back, which is very cool. The second is that if you do go in and you make it all the way down to the Galleria, they'll have a station down there. They're giving, and you get a your passport stamped by the Galleria. You're going to be in a special drawing. They're giving away two tickets to the dinosaur exhibit up where the Nordstrom's used to be. And it's a really terrific thing for the family there. I guess that demonstration as well as the things in there are just fantastic.
Is that the walking with dinosaurs thing where they have the big mechanical? Oh, my God, I'm dying to see that. I had no idea. It's in town?
In the Nordstrom's building up on the third floor, they do have a dinosaur exhibit, and it is something if you were to go to the Galleria website, they do have a whole display about what's up there. It's
okay.
Fantastic. It opened about 2 months ago, and it's awesome from what I understand.
Nobody told me. Okay. All right.
Here we go. Now, you know, of course, we're always joined by the incomparable Bobby Christian from the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. Bobby, are you with us?
I am. I'm very incomparable right now, so I'm glad to be on the phone.
Okay. There's no comparison, ladies and gentlemen. The great Bobby Christian. And Bobby, you visit North Redondo very often, don't you?
I do. One of my favorite places to eat is around in North Redondo, so I go there quite often.
Okay. Have you been
to
the Sliders?
Saturday, actually. Yeah, okay. The slider stop is I was just thinking about the slider stop. They send me text alerts every few days, so I keep them on my mind regularly.
That's good. That's good. I wish them all the best. It's hard to be a new concept. I wish them so much good wishes and the best. I want them to make it. John, Bobby Christian's going to tell us about what's going on. Had you and Bobby worked together before, John?
Sure, absolutely. As part of the chamber, you know, we get the calendars. We take a look at the whole marketing efforts of both the Visitors Bureau and the chamber. And yes, we have, absolutely.
Okay, great. So, Bobby, what's going on around town?
Well, as I said last week, festival season is in full swing in Redondo Beach. And in addition to the walkabout in Redondo, in North Redondo, we have so much going on this weekend. Starting at 4 p.m. on Friday, we have Ruby's Classic Car Show. That goes on every Friday throughout the summer. So drop down by Ruby's and see all the legendary cars of old. Then on Saturday, we have two things going on, and you can do both of them. It's super convenient. At 10 a.m., the Get Lit Yoga Party on the Pier takes place. It's going to take place from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. There's going to be a DJ. It's going to be a great way to jumpstart your morning and get ready and get stretched out to do the Walkabout Redondo, which also starts at 10 a.m. but goes all the way to 3 p.m. to the barbecue. I'm not going to touch on it too much because you guys have been talking about it all show, but I'll be there. Last year we had a correspondent do the course, and she loved it. I'm going to be there this weekend with Kid Augustine. We're going to be taking pictures and meeting people as they walk from shop to shop. And then Sunday, there's a festival, the King Harbor Sea Fair is this Sunday, which we talked a little bit about last week. I'm really excited about it. It's a great way to play on the water for a full day. And then next Saturday, I'm just going to say this real quick, the Seaside Lagoon opens for the summer. So we're really excited about that. That takes place next Saturday, so a week after the Walkabout Redondo. As far as the chamber events, of course, this Friday, is the breakfast with Congressman Liu. We've been talking about that for a few weeks now. It's going to be Friday, May 20th, from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's your chance to get in front of our congressman, talk about your issues, and also find out what is going on in Congress that might impact you in the next coming month. Then this Saturday, we have a ribbon cutting at Wanna Chill. That's going to be at 10:45 a.m. And then finally, next week, this exactly 1 week from today, we have a mixer at Sanger Insurance. It's going to be a evening mixer from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. All this information is available on visitredondo.com and redondochamber.org. Just click on the events tab, and you'll find out everything you need to find.
Okay.
Bobby, the mixer,
yes.
The 25th.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that the Chamber Patio? Isn't it sponsored by Sanger?
You are correct. It is sponsored by Sanger,
yeah.
And it's on the patio. I'm glad no one's
okay.
You don't need to go drive over to
That's
Sanger
okay.
Insurance. No one's going to be there. You hand up your own party, but it's going to be on the patio. Thanks for correcting me.
Yes, the Chamber Patio with ocean views. Way better than some office. Yeah.
Another
it's gonna be,
one for
5:30 to 7:30, so great for sunset. It's going to be perfect time for sunset, actually.
Yes.
Absolutely.
If I may just jump in here, the chamber windows always look beautiful because they are supported by window cleaning.
Those windows are shiny and bright
and
transparent.
Let me tell you how important that is, all right? No, don't ever dismiss how important clean windows are. I was just looking at my windows in my house yesterday. I'm like, oh, my God, they're filthy. I need to have them cleaned. It's awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I was going to say is Sanger is sponsoring it, so they're going to be providing the hors d'oeuvres. So
yeah.
go hang out at the chamber.
Yeah. Love it,
right, well,
love it, love it, Bobby. Well, that would be it for you, Bobby, if we didn't have to discuss my favorite website, redondobeachweddings.org. What's going on with that?
I'm actually on a call this week about that special event that I told you I can't talk too much about, but it's a special wedding stunt event that we'll be doing in Redondo Beach. I'll find more about that this week. In the meantime, we're gearing up. Of course, it's Wedding Wednesday, so check out at Visit Redondo on Twitter and Facebook. We're going to be posting pictures throughout the day, as we do every Wednesday, of some of our fantastic members and some of the weddings that have taken place in Redondo Beach. And starting next week, we're going to be rolling out member-specific content, talking about what how to have the best relationship with your hairstylist, things to think about when you talk to your makeup consultant, ways to pick a good venue, all this type of information on planning a great wedding. And so I'll have that information coming out next week. I'm really excited to start pushing that out. I mean, it's spring, it's wedding season. I hope everyone's having a great time with the ones that they chose to have in their life. And if we can help in any way, well, I'll be even more excited.
I just visit redondo.com. The photographs, there's been a little upgrade, it seems like, in the photographs that are circling on the slider, because there's some beautiful photographs, including this cute photograph of a close up of the seals on the buoy just outside the harbor. That's pretty awesome. Thank you very much, well, Bobby Christian. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Have a wonderful day, Bobby. And that's just a sampling, ladies and gentlemen, of the support that our community gets from the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. I'm sure, John, you're very appreciative of such an active chamber.
I am. And in fact, the chamber has been just wonderful to my business. And I encourage everyone, if you're not a chamber member yet, to seriously consider it. So when I was looking at a couple of different chambers, and again, we serve the entire South Bay and my business, I looked at the Manhattan Beach Chamber, the Hermosa Chamber. Those are terrific folks. The Torrance Chamber is very large and a very good organization. But what really resonated with me with the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce was they're active in the community, they're doing good, and the more you give to the chamber, the more you get. Their mixers are awesome. Okay, I've handed out a number of business cards, but it's more than just networking and handing out a business card. You do actually get to meet folks. You actually get to interact with them. And the key to networking is really creating a relationship rather than just a, hey, I know a guy, here's my card. And the chamber really provides a terrific platforms for being able to do that. So
right. There you go. That's what we love about working with the chamber. They're really quite active and quite professional. It's quite a pleasure.
And John, I'm just still looking at. I'm having a very hard time. As I said, you're working with the chamber. You're working with your president of the NRBBA. You've got your own business. You're working with the city. Joe, he's not one of the 20%. He's one of the 1%.
He's never home.
I know.
He's never home. What's your wife's name, John?
Cynthia.
We're going to send her some flowers because John's never home. Cynthia gets flowers.
So what I find is that it's all about managing your time. And I'll tell you, it sounds like you guys make it sound like a lot more than it is. Really what it is it comes down to, any business comes down to people. And I have terrific staff here at Fish Window Cleaning. The chamber, I'm a part of that, and I'm not necessarily just a cog in their chamber, but I help out when I, you know, where I can. I go to the visitors, but it's really the chamber people that actually make that run, and they make it very easy for me to kind of plug in and plug out when I need to. At the commission, and again, doing a little bit of civic duty, the city has a terrific set of commissioners, and it really is important to have oversight of the city's management, of city council, and all of that. And again, raising my hand, it's, you know, it's a commitment. You know, it's once every other month I have to put in a couple hours. I do have to read the budget and do all those things. But I'm also being educated, which is a really cool thing. But I would also say at the NRBBA, it's about the people and the businesses that we're helping out. Okay. I have a terrific board of directors. I don't do everything. It sounds like I do it all, but I don't. And in fact, I just help make sure that it gets all done. Heidi Butzine and Arnett Travis, Don Zerlup, Leland Hyde, and Todd Burke are my board members. They do a fantastic job of making things look flawless. And, you know, I'm here on the phone taking credit for it, but it's the group that does all those things. So it's all about management, and it's about running efficient time and using the resources that you have. And I'll tell you, the best advice I was ever given is hire or associate yourself with people smarter than you. And when you do that, you win, because they get to shine, they make everything work great, and you're along with them as well. And that's what I try to do in my business life.
Right.
It's impressive. It's impressive. Hey, Joe, I don't know if you remember, several months ago, something was going on Artesia. A business was doing like a come out and meet your neighbors kind of thing. John, do you know what I'm talking about? I had posted it on my website. I can't remember who sent it to me. But there was like a little local business, and they were going to stay open late, and they were having an art exhibit, and they had DJs and some food and stuff. And it was just kind of a little thing where it was just come out and meet your neighbors. Do either of you remember that?
You know what? I'm not familiar with that. I do know that the NRVBA has a number of things that we're trying to get in the networking and our normal meetings and all, but don't remember something like that.
Okay. No. All right. I'm racking my brain here trying to remember what business it was, but I mentioned it to you, Joe, on the show because I was like, oh, this isn't far from your house. You should go.
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember it. Okay.
I don't.
All right. Moving on.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Someone in the audience remembers, though.
Okay. All right.
So if you remember that, give us a call. We've got a few minutes left, so give us a call if you remember that.
So,
all right.
This weekend, if I could remind everybody, so Walkabout Redondo is happening. Register or come on over. It's between 10 and 3. We're having a terrific raffle, a free barbecue. One thing I did want to mention is that there's balloons by the Susie Show, okay, so free balloons for kids, and it's a terrific thing to be able to kind of walk up and down the boulevard with a balloon stuck on your head. It's kind of fun, and it's going to be a terrific event. In fact, I'd invite both Joe, I'd invite yourself as well as Jackie, come on down if you're available, and again, it's a great way to get some exercise, meet the businesses, and actually help enhance the business in 90278.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, May 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the website, John?
Yes, is at our website. It is nrbba.org. And all of the information is there. You can also read up about restoring Redondo's roots. That's one of the things we talked about earlier. And also see what's going on in North Redondo Beach business community. There is a directory up there. There's pictures and all sorts of things. But the best way to get involved is to come to one of our meetings. And our meetings are at 8 a.m. the second Thursday of the month. And we're there every month. And we meet at the North Redondo Beach Library, or the Public Library, North Branch, at 8 a.m. We're starting to get about 40 to 50 people there. It's a great networking event. We actually provide information for the business community. What we end up doing is we have an active shooter presentation. We have presentations on signs from the city. We actually have the mayor and a lot of the council folks come to this. It's a great place to get information. And the one thing, if I were to say one last thing, is as we're closing up here about the North Redondo Beach Business Association, and the reason I'm so happy to be part of it, is we stand for something. What I like is that we're advocating for businesses. We're for growing business in North Redondo Beach, and we're for the community.
Right.
We're not political. We don't take sides on any measures or any candidates or whatnot, because we can't do that via our organizational structure. But it's a great bunch of people. It's growing, and it's a great place to be. And I'm happy to be the president. And like I said, I'm very happy that I have such great people working with me.
Well, thank you for joining us today, John Gran, president of the North Redondo Beach Business Association. And Thank you. And thanks to you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show today, ladies and gentlemen, and we will see you tomorrow for South Bay Spotlight. See you then. Bye-bye.